Thank you, Mr. President. I've actually recognized the Senator from Nottoway on House Bill 1299.
Senator from Davies, you are recognized for House Bill 1299.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Revision Bill 1299 be brought before the body for third reading and passage.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Davies. Does any Senator desire to be heard on that motion? Correct. All Senators in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by saying no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Nottoway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute. This is the reorg bill. So what this bill does is this codifies into statute all the reorganization that the governor has done via executive order. If I remember right, it was the things like when he moved the Division of Energy out of DNR to DED, all the stuff that he's done over the last couple of years, basically, this just codifies it in statute. This is another one of those bills that we do with the Joint Committee on Legislative Research. If there are any issues or anyone challenges anything, we just remove it. There has not been, again, like most of my legislation, it's a consent bill. If there's any questions to that, Mr. President, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute.
Senator from Worth has moved for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1299. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the Senator from Andrew.
Does the Senator from Mercer yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, just real briefly, just one more time, what are we doing here?
Yeah, this is the reorg bill. So over the last few years, as the governor has moved different divisions, this codifies in a statute what he's done via executive order.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the Senator from Holt.
Senator from Holt, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, on page 319 of the bill, there's a lot of language added.
Uh-huh. I've only read the bill three times, so 319, I think it changed.
Page 319. Is this just a reiteration of language elsewhere? Because it sounds like it's substantive.
Page
319.
See, the first version only had 303 pages, so I'm having to think back to the different versions here. Yeah, this would just be clarification, it looks like.
So is that new language, or is language? That just a reiteration of previous language?
Now, it wouldn't be new, because the reorg bill is nothing like that. All this does is moves around different statutes or sections. Like, for example, whenever they moved Department of Energy out of, where was it at? It was in Department of Natural Resources. And then they move it over to the Department of Economic Development. All the enacting language, this corresponds it.
So this is elsewhere in statute, and they're just giving it a new statute or a new section number.
Okay. Right.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Andrew.
Senator from Clinton, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
You said this is a what?
I mean, I don't know what the senator from the 8th just thinks he can.
Now I completely lost my train of thought.
Senator from the 8th, you will be reminded that in the Missouri Senate, we do not cross or interrupt the path of senators when they are debating. Senators, I apologize for that interruption. Please continue if you can remember where you were before that rude interruption.
I'm not voting for another one of his overrides. I'm done.
I'm with you. You know what? I didn't vote for the last one.
I know you.
This is a revision bill, right?
Yeah, it's the reorganization.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is everything that's already been done. We're just codifying it.
You're just codifying.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from DeKalb, you are recognized to close on the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute.
I close on the motion to adopt the Senate Committee Substitute.
You have heard the motion made by the senator from DeKalb. All senators in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by saying no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate Committee Substitute. Senator from Nottoway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House HRB 1299 be read a third time and passed.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Harrison. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Nottoway renews his motion for the third reading and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1299. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Revision, Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 1299, an act for the sole purpose of codifying previous executive branch reorganizations. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Polk votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask you to recognize the senator from St. Genevieve on House Bill 1791.
Senator from St. Genevieve, you are recognized on House Bill 1791.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Genevieve, you are recognized.
I'm sputtering. There we go. Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill 1791 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from St. Genevieve. All senators in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed by saying no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, Senator from St. Genevieve.
President, I now move for the adoption for the Senate Committee Substitute. This substitute allows for some technical changes. This is a land conveyance bill for several properties across the state of Missouri. I move for its adoption.
Senator from St. Genevieve has moved for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1791. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
I have an amendment.
Send it forward.
I believe the amendment has been distributed, so I would ask for a waiver of the reading and move for its adoption.
The amendment has been distributed. Seeing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. In St. Joseph, on the intersection of the Belt Highway and Ashland Avenue, if anybody knows where that is, there is a section of property where a new CVS pharmacy is planned, and unfortunately, there was an error made in determining the ownership of a little piece of that property, and this amendment basically is designed to correct that so that they can proceed with this economic development, and it adds a conveyance of state property in the city of St. Joseph to the underlying bill. That's all it does. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Senator from Buchanan has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senator from Buchanan.
Is the only senator from St. Charles blocking your debate path?
He is, because of his role, he is actually just outside of the line of discussion.
All right. Senator from Buchanan, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
By the way, this is not what I inquire, right? Rose to inquire you about. You said earlier, you said substantive.
Senator from Christian, you are admonished to remember the rules of not crossing the line of debate. It's the second time this has happened in less than 30 minutes.
We had just talked about the senator from the 23rd.
Senator from 15th, I apologize for the rude behavior of the senator from Christian. Are you able to continue?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President.
Please do.
So why did he apologize to you?
I don't know. Maybe I looked more shocked.
He didn't apologize to me.
I might have looked more shocked, and I was closer to the scene of the crime.
Takes two to inquire.
Yes. So you said substantive earlier. I've always said substantive. Is that how you...
What this inquiry...
No, it's not actually, but...
What this inquiry is about...
Or inquiry.
...is the mispronunciation of a word...
Well, it's not actually. You know, there was someone in my law school class who, there's something in contract law, condition precedent, meaning something has to happen before something else happens. But he would refer to it as, in the alternative, the condition subsequent, which I was condition subsequent. So when you said substantive, it just threw me back, like,
well, you know,
20
if you
years.
Think about, you kind of go substantive, and you put the accent on the middle. So,
yeah,
subsequent.
I think you have the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
So is it?
Anyway, that is not what I meant to ask you about. So I'm just curious. So this is a state. This is a state conveyance. Anytime there's a property issue, it just is interesting to me. So was there some dispute about who owns the property?
No, there's no dispute. It was just they made a mistake when they originally tried to put this together, and then they realized that the state owns a little chunk of property that needs to be conveyed. And so this is just to...
It's MoDOT, I guess? MoDOT. And they're okay.
It's right. Not a big deal.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption motion for Senate Amendment 1? Seeing none, Senator from Buchanan, you are recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from Buchanan has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1. All senators in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by saying no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment 1. We are back on the adoption motion made by the senator from St. Genevieve for the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1791. Does any senator desire to be heard on that adoption motion? Senator from the 30th. Purpose, do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. While the... first of all, I'd like to speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I intend to offer an amendment here in just a moment. I was visiting with the senator from St. Genevieve, and I believe the staff is drafting it. It would be my intention to offer that so that we could insert an emergency clause on Section 18, which is the last portion of the bill. This is a conveyance of some property from the National Guard. It authorizes the sale of that property to one of the institutions of higher education in Springfield, and I think we're probably getting that drafted. I don't think it'll take much longer. That was the only thing I wanted to say until the amendment is ready. Perhaps someone else would like to speak on the bill or stand at ease.
Senator from St. Genevieve, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Green.
Senator from Green. Would you yield to an inquiry from the senator from St. Genevieve?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Higher learning in your district. Is
yes.
It a fine institution?
Very excellent institution. Especially the students that are there. I know of one student that is an excellent student, but that's, of course, not why I'm doing the bill. But
are they related?
My oldest daughter is a student there, but... No, the university there had approached me last year just to notify me that they had been in talks with the Guard. It's Evangel University, and their property is adjacent. So they had worked it out with the Guard and the administration, and done as quickly as they can, and this emergency clause will certainly help us with that.
Well, when I taught high school for 2 years in Branson, Missouri, I attended the assembly church there in Branson. And
oh, is that right?
Obviously had a relationship with Springfield. That being that close, we made several trips up there. But
it's a good school. It really is. If I forget how many students they have. I want to somewhere around the 2,000, 2,400. But long history of educating. In fact, that campus actually, part of the reason that so close, that campus actually was the old O'Reilly Army Hospital. And they had purchased that back in the 50s and started the school.
That wasn't named after Radar O'Reilly, was it?
I don't know.
How many institutions are in Springfield?
Oh, let's see. Rather than give you a number, I should list them. Of course, we have Evangel, we have Missouri State, we have Drury, we have Ozarks Technical Community College, we have Cox College of Nursing. I know I'm leaving several out because I'm trying to think about those. There used to be Central Bible College, and they just merged with Evangel and the Assemblies of God Theological Seminary. And then there's Baptist Bible College. There are a couple of other institutions that I'm leaving out. Everest. We are definitely a college town. There's no doubt about it.
A lot of folks wouldn't realize that, but Springfield's blessed with several institutions of higher learning and very good schools, all of them together.
I'm very, very fortunate to be in Springfield. I love the town. I love the city. I love the people. And
Springfield realizing some growth, economic growth, population growth?
We are, but I'll tell you, the area that's really growing fast, if faster than Springfield, is the surrounding, the bedroom communities, if you will. Christian County, Center from Christians District.
Nixa alone is just...
Oh, it's exploding. It was the fastest growing county in the state over the last 10 years. And so a lot of folks commute in from those areas. If you look at, you're on South Campbell Avenue in the morning, the traffic is just unreal, folks coming into town. But we have grown exponentially. Looks like they're just about done with that amendment. We've grown exponentially, and a lot of that has to do with our institutions of higher learning. They have, folks have come in from all over the country to go to school, and many times they go back out to do the work that they're trained to do all around the globe, in fact. But many times students like Springfield so well, they just decide to make it home. And we have folks who are in all lines of work, regardless of what they went to school for, that are very integral parts of our community and just do excellent work.
No, 3M has been a major part of the economic drive for Springfield. A lot of industry there, as well as the hospitals and the institutions of higher learning. Good broad spectrum of economic activity there.
We really have, I would say we probably have the most diverse economy of anywhere in the state. Really, economic engine. That's not to put ourselves above anyone else, but we have, it's different, a lot of small businesses, but just a real diversity of what types of businesses there are. In fact, there was a report that just came out this week that over 50% of the people in Springfield are employed by a nonprofit. It's kind of interesting.
Very good.
Well, it looks like this amendment is ready. And
I wish you the best on your amendment. And
thank you.
Thank you very much for your inquiry.
President?
Senator from the 30th.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Your eyes.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have that amendment. I'll send it forward. It is brief. I would ask... it is being copied. It will be distributed. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the waiver of the reading shall be granted. Would you like to explain your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. This would, again, as I said earlier, this would insert an emergency clause on Section 18, which is the last portion of the bill. That is a land conveyance in the National Guard to the institution I was speaking of, higher learning a moment ago with the senator from St. Genevieve. I'd be happy to answer any questions. I won't close until the amendment is fully distributed.
Senator from Green has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that adoption motion? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th does not appear to be in the chamber. Sergeant-at-Arms, would you summon The senator from the 15th. Senator from the 15th, the senator from Buchanan has requested an inquiry with you, and do you yield to such
from
inquiry?
From Buchanan?
From Buchanan, yes.
I do yield.
He does. Proceed.
He's mispronouncing Buchanan, but that's okay, because this is a substantive inquiry.
A substantive one, you might say.
Substantive. I actually looked it up, and both are correct, both substantive and substantive. So I just wanted to have a substantive inquiry with you.
You know what I'd be interested in knowing, not necessarily on the floor, but subsequent, I think is correct. Is subsequent ever correct?
Well, I don't know. I could look that up, but I'll leave that to you.
Well, I appreciate you following up with that.
Because we
very
really
thorough.
Need to make sure this is done properly.
Right.
Thank you for the inquiry.
We are on the adoption motion made by the senator from Green for Senate Amendment 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Green, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe they're still distributing those. I stand corrected. Looks like they've all been distributed. I close.
Senator from Green has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment 2. All senators in favor of that motion signify by saying yes. And those opposed by saying nay. The yeses appear to have it. The yeses do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment 2. We are back on the adoption motion of the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1791. Does any senator desire to be heard on that adoption motion? The order of business that we are currently on is the adoption motion for the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1791 as it has been amended by Senate Amendment 1 and Senate Amendment 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from St. Genevieve, you are recognized to close on the adoption motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. This has been a lengthy conveyance bill, but I do close. Thank you.
Senator from St. Genevieve has moved for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute as amended by Senate Amendment 1s and 2s to House Bill 1791. All senators in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed by saying nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate Committee Substitute as amended by Senate Amendment 1 and Senate Amendment 2. Senator from St. Genevieve, you are now recognized for the third read motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Bill 1791 as amended by Senate Committee Substitute be third read and finally passed.
Senator from St. Genevieve has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1791. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 1791, an act to authorize the governor to convey property owned by the state with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the first, would you please repeat your vote?
Aye.
By your vote of 30 aye and 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Seeing no objection. Senator from St. Genevieve, you are recognized for the motion on the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Senator from St. Genevieve has moved for the adoption of the emergency clause. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from... Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 9th votes aye. By your vote of 29 aye and 0 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I would ask you to recognize Senator from Buchanan on House Bill 1779.
Senator from Buchanan, you are recognized on House Bill 1779.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 1779 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Buchanan. All senators in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed by saying no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 1779, as amended by the Senate Committee substitute, be third read and placed upon its final passage. This bill changes the law regarding advanced practice nurses in mental health facilities. It's designed to save the state some money and to prevent injuries of staff. Currently, only the head of the hospital or the attending licensed physician can order restraints. This would allow an advanced practice nurse in a collaborative practice arrangement with the attending licensed physician to order those restraints in cases where they're needed. By doing that, we wouldn't have to have a licensed physician, psychiatrist present at all times, and since we would be able to order them in a more timely fashion, the staff would be in less of a position to be injured by the patient needing to be restrained. There are a lot of protections that we put into this bill. We've heard this before. It's not new. We also incorporated a protection at the request of the senator from the 15th regarding persons with developmental disabilities. I think it's a good piece of legislation. I'd be glad to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Senator from Buchanan, I may not have heard you, but were you moving for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute?
I move for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute.
Thank you, Senator. I'm not sure I heard you the first time. The Senator from Buchanan has moved for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 1779. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to inquire the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, it looks like the only thing you're doing here is allowing the APRNs to do restraints or segregate their clients. Is that correct?
Right. Right. The APRNs are there on the site. So by doing this, we don't have to, like, call in a psychiatrist on call. And that way we can get it done more quickly.
And this only applies to certain facilities?
Right, only, right. It does.
You know, I had was a mental health nurse, an APRN, up in my district. And according to what we have right now with collaborative practice, we're collaborating physician, and there's only one within that 50-mile radius, and he's like 84 years old. The only reason he doesn't quit is because he realizes if he quits, we'd go without some mental health services in that area. Now, she also operates in Illinois under a different collaborating physician that she has for Illinois practice, and her collaborating physician is actually up in Iowa, about a little over 100 miles away. But in Illinois, she's also allowed through the collaborative practice agreement that the APRNs have to administer more kinds of care, whether it be drugs or things like that. And I noticed your bill here, or this bill, but I really think it doesn't do what I'd like to do, and I don't have an amendment ready for it. But I think we need to look at what, in our rural areas, what our APRNs can do, because we have a great shortage of doctors, especially when you get into these specialties like this.
Now, I believe that there are some exceptions to that rule for certain underserved areas. Have you looked into that?
They have come to me and what they'd like to make some changes, but we keep hitting some snags and roadblocks here that would help our rural areas when it comes to just getting the care that we need. I know if I want to see my doctor, it's going to take me 5 to 7 working days to get in to see him because he's so backlogged. Now, I could get in to see his APRNs pretty about every day, but to get in to see the doctor, that's how short we are. Actually, I had one doctor in my whole county for a while. He since got one more to move in.
You know, one of the things that we're doing is we're putting forth a bill that, and I believe it's an amendment to one of the House bills coming over, that would allow actual physicians who have graduated from medical school but have not yet matched to perform the same duties as a physician assistant and would be able to be licensed as a physician assistant.
That'd be great, but get them to move to our rural areas.
Well, no, they would specifically be limited. Those, we would call them assistant physicians. They would be specifically limited to practice in those underserved areas. So, you know, we are making some effort to help those situations.
Well, I think the sooner the better. I just had to discuss with you a little bit of some of the situations that we have in our rural areas, and it is really a concern, especially when it comes to mental health issues, because, like I say, she's...
Hopefully this will help a little bit.
Well, I don't see, is your bill helping? If it only applies to certain facilities, because she actually has people coming in and she works with them. But, it's not, hopefully it helps. But it's not, doesn't reach the end goal, Doc.
Not the fix that you're thinking about.
Doesn't reach the end goal.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Senator from Buchanan has moved for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1779. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
To briefly inquire the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield?
Yes.
He does proceed.
Thank you. I'll be very brief. I just wanted to thank you for, I know this was the bill you were handling, to giving me the opportunity to work with the department on that language for individuals with disabilities and HAM centers or the community programs that this restraint and seclusion isn't to be used unless it's part of an agreed upon.
So you're
plan.
Happy with that language?
Yeah, because I think we were dealing with mental health or mentally ill folks on one hand, and then I thought folks with developmental disabilities who may not be verbal. It's a little more of a sensitive population. I just want to thank you because I know that we waited to move this bill until we'd worked that out. So thanks.
You're welcome.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Buchanan, you are recognized to close on the adoption motion.
I have renewed my motion.
Senator from Buchanan has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1779. All senators in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. And those opposed by saying no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Buchanan, you are now recognized on the third read motion.
And I now move that House Bill number 1779, as amended by the Senate Committee Substitute, be third read and placed upon its final passage.
Senator from Buchanan has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1779. Does any senator desire to be heard on that? Seeing none, Senator from Buchanan, you recognize the close.
I renew my motion.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 1779, an act relating to mental health facility safety provisions. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
By your vote of 30 aye and 1 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask you to recognize Senator from Boone on House Bill 1300.
Senator from Boone, you are recognized on House Bill 1300.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the House Committee substitute for House Bill 1300 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Boone. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by saying no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the House Committee substitute for House Bill 1300 be third read and finally passed. This is a very narrow bill. It deals with fire protection district boards. It allows them to meet without public notice in an emergency situation in order to authorize the disbursement of funds necessary for the deployment of Missouri Task Force 1 or any urban search and rescue task force. Task Force 1, that's housed in Boone County Fire Protection District, and basically they get deployed nationally by FEMA or SEMA for search and rescue. They've won national awards. They're very well known for the work that they do, and usually when they get called, it's on very short notice, and it's very difficult for the fire board to otherwise meet the requirements to do public notice in advance. But what also this language says is if the board does, in fact, engage without public notice for an emergency reason, they got to keep minutes of the emergency meeting and make those available to the public, including disclosing what the emergency was and what they did and the votes they took at that meeting. That is the bill, Mr. President.
Senator from Boone has moved for the third reading and final passage of House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1300. Is there any senator who desires to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Boone, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone has renewed his motion for the third reading and final passage of House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1300. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 1300, an act relating to fire protection district board meetings. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
By your vote of 30 aye and 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
President, would you recognize the Senator from Johnson on House Bill 1206?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 1206 be called from the informal calendar and be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Johnson. All senators in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by saying no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. To just let my colleagues know, this is not the dog bill, okay? This deals with land leases for university campuses. Currently, there is a state statute that affects eight universities. The public universities that are not included because they have their own statute is Truman State and University of Missouri, all four of their campuses. And right now, a university can enter into a land lease. However, there's a sunset clause, and the sunset currently would expire in 2017. What this does is removes the sunset clause. The reason is because Missouri Western has a research park, and they were about ready to do construction and enter into a long-term lease, and their bonding company looked at it and said, we cannot go into long-term agreements if there is a sunset provision. And so they are really waiting on us to act on this, legislation would not only affect Missouri Western but seven other four-year public institutions. Be glad to answer any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
Senator from Johnson has moved for the third reading and final passage of House Bill 1206. Does any senator desire to be heard on that? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
This bill is identical to the Senate bill that we've already passed out of this chamber.
Yes, it is.
I think it's already waiting over in the House, so I appreciate you bringing this forward.
And we had a very capable Senate bill handler on the first bill.
Well, anyway, thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from St. Genevieve, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield? He does.
I
proceed.
Do.
Senator, from your explanation, is there not a need for an emergency clause, or is this the negotiation or the contracts not imperative to be dealt with right away?
That is a great question. They have not requested an emergency clause. I think that the bond council feels that if this sunset clause was removed, that would be good enough for them.
Okay. Thank you.
But thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard?
Mr. President.
Senator from Johnson.
You know what? I will have to take back what I was talking to the senator from St. Genevieve about. There is an emergency clause, and he did catch that, and so I misspoke.
Thank you, Senator from Johnson. Does any other senator desire to be
heard? There is an emergency clause.
Seeing none, Senator from Johnson, you are recognized to close.
And there is an emergency clause, so I'd encourage my colleagues to stay close to their desk. This deals with land leases, and it affects eight of our public four-year institutions. I encourage my colleagues to vote for it. And with that, I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
House Bill number 1206, an act relating to the transfer of property by the governing bodies of certain public institutions of higher education with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 10th, may we have your vote? By a vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Now, Senator from Johnson, you are recognized for the emergency clause.
Thank you. I move for the emergency clause.
Senator from Johnson has moved for the adoption of the emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 29th, you have not been recognized. Senator from Nottoway, what purpose do you rise? He votes aye. Senator from the 29th, were you seeking recognition? What purpose do you rise?
How am I recorded?
You are recorded as a no.
Please change that to a yes, please.
Will be changed to a yes. And the only senator from St. Charles, may we have your vote? By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, you have adopted the emergency clause. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask you to recognize the senator from Green on House Bill 1495.
Senator from Green, you're recognized on House Bill 1495.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that House Bill 1495 with the Senate Committee substitute and the pending Senate substitute be brought from the informal calendar and brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Green. All senators in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by saying no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. First, I would move that the House Bill 1495 with the Senate Committee substitute and the pending Senate substitute be adopted, and I would ask that the Senate substitute be sent back.
Madam Clerk, please send the substitute back.
Mr. President, I have a new substitute I'll send forward at this time. It has been distributed. I would request a waiver of the reading.
Senator from Green, are you moving for the adoption of Senate substitute number 2?
Yes, Mr. President, I would move for that. And this ends in .10F currently. I do move the adoption of Senate substitute number 2. Very briefly to explain the differences as are outlined, a couple of the highlights. Let me start because we didn't really explain the first substitute. Let me explain what we're trying to do here. House Bill 1495 creates a program for grants to early stage businesses. This would begin in in 2015 and would be subject to appropriation. The goal, Mr. President, is to attract regional, national, and international sales, potentially new technologies from other states and from other parts of the world to Missouri. Members are familiar with concept of the angel investments. This is not the same thing. We're trying to kind of catch that other tier, if you will, with the early stage business development grants. These would have to be nonprofit organization designated by the Missouri Technology Corporation to receive funds. They would have had to raise private money, which is outlined in the substitute. Not-for-profits in other parts of the state, any part of the state, can participate. And part of what we're doing with this substitute, Mr. President, is making sure that every region of the state can participate in an equitable fashion and be able to attract these grants, but also raise funds in their local communities. The not-for-profit must raise the required initial amount every 4 years. The designation as an early stage business development organization will be for 2 years, have to be renewed. We do specify that not more than 10% of the funding received by an ESBDC can be used for administrative costs. That was something that I added to the bill when it came over. Companies that receive funds from an ESBDC and move their business out of state within a year of receiving funds must pay the funds back. We do have a sunset on the bill in the substitute of 2018, and we have also added language that no funding shall be authorized for projects involving abortion services. The provisions of the Act are subject to the Missouri Stem Cell Research and Cures Initiative. Be happy to answer any questions, Mr. President. If there are none, I would renew my motion.
Senator from Green has moved for the adoption of Senate Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1495. Does any senator desire to be heard on that? Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. I'd like to inquire of the senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, you have a substitute.
Yes.
There was a concern when this bill came over that was written so it would only be for the St. Louis region.
Okay.
Is that your understanding? Is that the purpose of writing the substitute?
What I can tell you, Senator, is that this bill, this substitute that I have distributed, offered and had distributed to the body, addresses that concern that some members have.
Okay.
So every region of the state will be able to participate and be able to draw those funds down in the form of grants. I didn't mention this in my explanation of the bill, but there's $4.5 million in this year's budget, which is half of the amount that the cap is on this thing. And I think it would behoove any member to make sure that their region can compete for those in a fashion that is what we would consider to be equitable. And I believe that we've addressed any concern of that nature in this substitute.
I appreciate that. I mean, the House sponsor of this is not from the St. Louis City region, so I don't think there was an intent ever from the very beginning. But I'm glad that you dealt with the concerns, make sure we have. I do think, if I understand this correctly, which I probably don't, but if I do, St. Louis has the mechanism or infrastructure or wherewithal to do this probably fairly quicker than the other regions of the state, but I want to make sure we're not only doing it for one area of the state.
In a lot of ways, what they've been able to accomplish really is a model for what other communities do, and
right.
I salute them. And what I think some had concerns about was if we set the bar for these grants at such a way that they already qualify for everything, how does that help the rest of the state?
Right.
And there was differences of opinion. We worked with the House sponsor very closely. We worked with the folks in St. Louis, and there was a diversity of opinion even within the St. Louis region. I worked, of course, with the Department of Economic Development. I worked with folks in my area, folks in your area, and folks in the rural areas of the state to make sure that every region would be able to compete for those early stage dollars. You know, really, what I want to be able to what I want us to be able to do is to really provide an impetus for some of these new startups, these emerging technologies, to begin to come forward and really bloom, if you will, and be profitable, because I think that we have the seeds for all of that in Missouri. We're at the center of the country. We have been exploring new technologies already. In Springfield, for example, there's the Idea Commons. Several folks have been able to take advantage of that, and you know, I think of it as a business hatchery, if you will. And I am very comfortable that this language meets the concerns, whether they were valid or not.
Right.
I wanted to make sure that they were addressed.
I appreciate that. Now, and I hope the senator from the 5th and senator from the 4th hear me say this, that we can, the rest of the state can model and be like St. Louis leadership on that, because they are,
absolutely.
There are good examples. So thank you for answering my question. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other senators desire to be heard? Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
I inquire, Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I know you're just a bill handler. That wasn't necessarily the idea that you brought. I don't know, you didn't file this as a bill, right?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? You did file this as a bill. Okay, great. Then I misspoke. I'm sorry. We only heard it as the House bill. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's right. Well, look, I'm going to vote against this bill, but I do appreciate the people that put this idea forward, and you yourself in handling of the bill, in that you agreed to have this be subject to appropriations. So
it's the only way I would want to do it.
That's right. And I hope that on a go-forward basis, that's the approach that the General Assembly takes. You know, I've got a week from Friday. I'm no longer here. And I think there are always going to be a long list of new ideas. You know, this is This is money that we're giving away. So the state, it's not a bad way to give money away in that it's being matched by local contributions.
I agree.
But these businesses are so small, and they're all in their startup stages. A lot of them are just business plans. It's one or two employees. The fail rate will be very, very high. Everybody knows that. But we're going to give, I think, I don't know what the House budgeted, what, $4.9 million or something? I don't know.
Just under five, I think.
So we're going to take $5 million of budget money, and we're going to give it to startup companies that the probability, that they have to stay here for 2 years, but they're tiny little companies, and the probability of them ending up here is pretty slim. It's exciting in that it's a unique program, so they will come for the money, and then there's a lot of energy. Like, a lot of people that will contribute to the non-for-profits have a vested interest in St. Louis and ultimately Missouri venture capital, and that they themselves manage venture capital funds. They're investors in venture capital. They own, they have investments in physical facilities that try to house these startup companies. And there's certainly a desire for the greater good, but at the same time, there's a vested financial interest in this succeeding. So, I do not think this is where a role of government to fund, to give money, even if you're giving it through a facilitator to a private company. But I do very much respect the fact that this idea is coming to the General Assembly in the form of an appropriation, subject to appropriations.
With a cap and also a sunset.
And the appropriators will decide whether or not the $5 million should go to early childhood, or to First Steps, or to education, or transportation, or to a bunch of startup companies. So I appreciate you taking my inquiry, and I appreciate the bill coming to this body in the form it's in. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Polk, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire from the Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, just a quick question, I guess. How did the funding formula take place? In other words, I assume you're talking $9 million, right, total?
Well, that's the maximum that can be appropriated.
Okay, but $500,000 once you get out of, I guess, Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, and Columbia, then for the rest of the state it's $500,000?
Well, let me answer your first question first. Okay. There were various iterations of that formula. What was brought to us in the beginning and what I actually sponsored in the bill, we scrapped part of that because of the discussions you might have been in during the discussion that I had with the Senator from the 11th. There were concerns about the way it was done and, you know, how the formula looked and all that. Tried to involve.
Yeah, I missed it, so I apologize. But
that's quite all right. We tried to involve folks from all over. Both, I worked with the bill sponsor, who's from the city region, folks from St. Louis, and there's really a diversity of opinion in the St. Louis region on what that should look like. Folks from Springfield, folks from the department, the Missouri Technology Corporation, and folks from the rural area make sure that it was done in such a way that there were different levels. We didn't want to make everybody have to raise the same amount of money, because obviously there's greater resources for funding the nonprofit in, say, Kansas City or St. Louis than Springfield and Columbia or, you know, in the rural areas. So we wanted to lower the bar for the fundraising trigger to where the matching grants would come in.
But who represented the rural area, I guess? Maybe that's a better question to ask.
I would have to ask my staff that, because I think most of those discussions actually happened with the bill sponsor, since this is House version. I don't know who all they worked with.
Well, it seems totally unfair that you're going to spend that kind of money in four cities in the state of Missouri, and everybody else, you're going to spend $9 million total, or $8 million, I guess, and we're going to give the rural areas basically, or you take a town like Bolivar, like Lebanon, St. Joe, you go across the strait, St. Genevieve, you're going to give them $500,000? And I guess my point would be
I don't think you're seeing the way that works. They can compete for all of it.
Okay, so then everybody, Well, this says here, what I'm reading is the three largest cities, including now Columbia, each get $2 million. Am I reading that wrong? Or they apply for it?
They can apply for up to a certain amount. Every region of the state go after the amount that they want to go after. There's not, I think what you may be looking at is the private donations. Are you looking at the differences on the first page of the substitute?
Yes.
Okay. Let's just go over that real quick. The differences in this as opposed to the substitute that I asked the secretary to send back, this allows more than one business to be designated in an MSA. That's specific to the change that the senator from the 11th and I were talking about with respect to St. Louis, because there are multiple areas up there, multiple nonprofits. So we didn't want to say, for example, in St. Louis or any MSA, that only one nonprofit could compete for this. Because if there are several, great, let's have competition. Whoever has the best program, right, the best grant, the best small business, let's have yeah, them all in there.
There's not a limit on them, but the amount of money, the pool is much larger, correct?
That's right. The second one there, of course, it lowers the amount of private donations SBDC in St. Louis that they must have raised from $2 million to $500. In other words, this again allows more people to compete. In the original substitute, St. Louis they had to raise more money in order to even go and ask for a grant. So we lowered that to where it's the same for everyone. Expands the initial fundraising period from 30 days to prior to applying. We had put a trigger in the first substitute, again, that I've asked to have sent back, that any monies that they'd already raised past 30 months back would not count toward that $2 million. So we pulled that out. This raises, the next bullet point there, raises the amount that the ESBDCs in the four largest MSAs must raise to continue to be designated from half the initial amount every 4 years to the full amount.
Right.
What that is referring to is those cities that you mentioned, Springfield, St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia. In order for every 4 years, they have to raise the same money again, okay? So it would be the full amount in order that they would have to do. This is actually making more money available for the rural areas.
I don't know if it is or not, but
yeah, because they don't get to go back to the same trough. They have to as quickly. They have to go raise more money from the private donors.
So then, if rural areas can raise more money, they're entitled to more than $500,000. They can go after $2 million.
That's my understanding. They just don't have to meet that trigger. There's not a limit on the number of grants they can.
So then anybody, so the $9 million, anybody can go after the $9 million. They're all treated the same.
I wouldn't say that they're all treated the same. They are with respect to what they can go after for the grants. Some of the larger areas have to raise more private dollars. It's harder to raise money in the rural areas.
Oh, granted. Granted.
I mean,
but as you see, when you say the rural area, when you take four cities out of there, when you start throwing Joplin in the mix, St. Joe, Lebanon, Sedalia, I don't know that those are exactly like the Fair Plays of Missouri and the small towns. Those are pretty good-sized cities anymore that's interested in economic development like everybody else is. I just want to make sure, I guess, Senator, what I want to make sure, what are we doing here, that, you know, we're not just tilting the whole pool of money towards the four big cities. I want to make sure the other ones have a fair shot at being able to get that money if they have the resources to do so. What I want to make sure. And if you're telling me that's the way this bill is, I'm okay. But I was reading it, like you said, I was reading it like each one of the major four cities are going to be entitled to $2 million. Your smaller areas are going to be limited to $500,000.
I'm getting some notes from my staff. I may have misspoken on something.
Okay.
This substitute, there have been so many iterations of this bill. I'm glad we're finally here on the floor. Let me just say that. This substitute, Senator, lowers the threshold that is required to be raised from the nonprofits in the rural areas. So it makes it easier for the rural areas to get the grants. Because it raises that threshold. Sorry, it lowers that threshold. But there is a division of the funds per MSA region. Yeah. There is a division of the funds per MSA region. So that is correct. You are right about that.
So it is only half a million to the rural areas. And, Senator, I'm okay if you were. I don't know where we are time-wise here, but I'm...
Oh, that's okay.
If you want to let's
about
go it or take a look at it, I'll be glad to meet with you in the back or whatever.
Yeah. The item... why don't we do that, and we'll... I think I can answer your question if we can get into more detail. I think I can answer it better.
Thank you for your inquiry.
President, would you place this on the informal calendar?
That bill will be placed on the informal calendar. Senator from Newton.
Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business for House bills on second reading.
Order of business is House bills on second read.
Senate Resolution 1982. Excuse me, we're on House bills. Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 1792.
House Bill number 1792, an act relating to the conveyance of state property easements.
Rules. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2020.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2020, an act to appropriate money for purposes of the several departments and offices of state government.
Appropriations. House Bill 1157.
House Bill 1157, an act relating to the privacy of student data.
Education. House Bill 2163.
House Bill 2163, an act relating to city commercial zones.
Transportation. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2141.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2141, an act relating to alternative fuels.
Transportation.
Senator from the First, what purpose do you rise?
Quite a personal privilege, Mr. President.
Senator from the First has been recognized for a point of personal privilege. Proceed, Senator from the First.
President, thank you. Yesterday, the St. Louis region unexpectedly lost a business and civic leader. Ralph W. Kalish, Jr. passed away unexpectedly. Mr. Kalish served as president of the board at the Central Institute for the Deaf, as well as the Friends of St. Luke's Hospital. He'd served on the board of Focus St. Louis and was a law partner of mine at Blackwell Sanders Pieper Martin, where he served on the partner board for a number of years, and was a good mentor and a great friend and somebody we will miss greatly. Appreciate the members of the body keeping the Kalish family in their thoughts. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate go to order of business of messages from the House of Representatives. Ask the Secretary please read the message.
Madam Secretary, please read any messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 706. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 892. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 639. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 796, entitled An Act Relating to Marriage Licenses, with House Amendment 1 adopted and Emergency Clause adopted. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute Senate Bill number 859, entitled An Act Relating to Agriculture. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 719, entitled An Act Relating to School Purchases, with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2 adopted. in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator will go to business for announcements.
Announcements. Announcements. Looks like it's back to you, Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming body. We have one announcement. Senator Dixon, Senator from Green has a judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence upon recess or adjournment this evening. In SCR 1. With that, Mr. President, no further business come to the body. I move the Senate stand under the rules.
Senator from Newton has moved that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed by saying no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.